Hey everyone, welcome to Black Women with Opinions, the podcast. I'm Eb.
I'm Mandy.
I'm Sia.
And this is a safe space for Black women to give their unfiltered opinions about anything and everything.
We hope you're ready for a good time.
Okay.
Hey everybody.
Hey.
Hey y'all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We hope you all had a great week. I know I had a great week. Well, how was your week, lady?
I had a great week.
Okay.
Yes. Been pushing through, working hard, and ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some relaxation, some chills, some just hanging out time. Punch off the clock for a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good week.
Okay. How was your week, friend?
I had a pretty good week. That's not going to lie to you. I had a pretty good week, you know. It wasn't too bad, though. It was a nice week. It was real chill. Okay. Nothing big, you know.
Nothing too crazy.
Mm.
Okay.
That's good.
Well, it was a good week for me. You know, a good relaxing week. This week has gone by really fast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. I'm not mad at it, though. I just feel like I blinked and it's Friday.
Right.
Know, but that's okay. I'll take it. You know, I'm just happy we all had a great week.
Same.
We power through.
Nobody's talking about how stressed they was or how they sick or nothing. Okay.
We've been
yes, no sickness. You know.
We doing well.
Because I was like, it's a chill week. It wasn't too bad. Nothing. No.
Yeah, the winter wore us out.
The winter had us in a chokehold.
We promised y'all we weren't trying to be sick all this time.
Girl, you know, it's been like false spring.
Yeah, for the past keep playing month. With us.
Yeah.
They keep playing with us.
I know.
I'll be ready to put my winter stuff up and then be like, oh, no, girl.
Right, because today is supposed to new.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Cut it out.
No. And this last weekend, we were able to watch the Super Bowl, so that was really...
You mean the Usher concert.
That was it. All right. I was just, you know, calling it his technical term. But
yes,
you know,
no, that was
the
Usher's...
The spotting of the celebrities.
Right, that was the Usher concert, and I appreciated it. I loved that.
It was amazing.
Yeah, he did that.
He really did. Between Ludacris,
Lil Jon and...
Alicia, but we gonna just
okay. No way. The way the internet has been dragging Swizz Beatz.
Yes, what's wrong with them?
They're just dragging Alicia.
What is wrong with them?
If you all don't know, like I guess the video that was posted on they took that little crack out of her voice. You know, I don't know how that happened. You know, to each singer, any singer,
but they know Alicia is a singer, so they might as well give her grace
on
that.
Absolutely, she is,
but she is also routinely known for singing about an octave and a half higher than she probably should.
I think she has been in denial.
I said, Alicia, you is an alto.
You
not
are,
a soprano.
Ma'am, you and are
then,
an alto.
And then somebody wrote whole time, she a tenor. Ma'am, I fell out.
Yeah.
You know choir folks, church
listen,
choir folks.
Listen, because yes. She wasn't hitting them soprano notes like she's supposed
not.
To.
She was not. She used to. She could in the past.
Hey, you know. She didn't got a little older.
And then your voice changes.
A decade plus long.
Yes, but then you know what? We just bring the song down.
Yeah.
Okay, because it would have still sounded beautiful.
It still would have sounded great.
My thing was, you know, Usher is a menace.
Usher know what he doing. Did you see the grin he had while he was doing it?
Usher is a menace.
He know what he doing. Jesus. He enjoys that.
It was the circumstance leading up to it, though. It was this long red cloak that floated off. You were ready for it to hit that note. And then it was like,
Squeak.
Oh, but it was a beautiful outfit she had on.
Gorgeous. And I loved that piano.
Yes.
Oh, ooh, that piano was so nice. It was very sleek.
That was.
Even including her, like when she came out and performed on the
with
guitar.
With that guitar.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love her. She is amazing. She's like, she has some, she is some guitar brand. She's the only woman.
Yes, I saw that.
Has a guitar like branded after her.
She is incredible.
She's dope. She really is. And I think people forget that she is a trained musician. First,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't say she has that song with Usher, but she is a musician.
She is a musician. I mean, that she was Prince's prodigy.
Yeah.
Like, she can play multiple instruments. She
Who
writes.
Can say that? That's crazy.
Not her. She can say it.
And that's it.
That's all I really watched.
No, it was enjoyable.
Really,
I also watched the Baddies reunion. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, I've never seen an episode of Baddies ever.
Oh, no.
East, north, south, east, west. I ain't never seen none of them.
You know what I won't watch? What's now that? That's TV. It is So there's Zeus, and then there's Now That's TV.
Oh, girl, I thought you was... I didn't know what you was...
No.
What's Now That's TV?
Mm-mm. So Zeus is what Baddies is on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now That's TV. They fight butt naked.
Oh, what? No.
See, yeah. TV is just getting yeah.
Where do they play that? Where do you see that?
On Now That's TV.
Is that an app?
That's an app.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like Zeus.
Oh.
But... So
man, people just get reckless out here with TV, boy.
I guess everybody
so Zeus
got
stop
audience.
Y'all from fighting. Now That's TV don't.
Now That's TV.
They gonna have now that's a lawsuit. Real
mm-hmm.
quick.
They be letting they knock each other teeth out and stuff. I was like, oh Lord.
Oh my.
They was
God.
Eating each other coochies and stuff. I was like, oh.
So it's porn.
Look, well, Tubi, if we're going like that, Tubi is too.
I mean, I wouldn't know.
I was watching a movie with my mama today. Lord, it rocked my brain even watching. The man full on had his dick out. I was like, oh. This is what we do now? I said, mama, this is porn. She said,
it's two before you.
Then here she go, look at the girl butt. Because she had a fake butt.
And you could tell.
Girl, I was like, this is,
I guess.
I'm tired of this.
I guess.
Most people watch, I think, two before. You just don't know what you're getting into until you get into it.
I think I turned on Tubi. The first time I turned on Tubi, I turned on the Steve Harvey show. Because I was like, oh, I know this.
I know this. You went on a safe space.
So I don't know what the hell the rest of this is.
So one of my friends was like, actually, they have a lot of good movies and stuff on there. It's only the, like...
I'm going to only watch it by recommendation.
Lovely.
Somebody else going to need to see it first and approve it before I lay eyes on it.
Honey, the people who watch Tubi swear by it. My mom was like, this is a good movie.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Tubi people go hard. They really do.
I'm like,
I think we're just going to have to define what good is.
I like this.
Oh, yeah. I'm never going to say it's the best.
I'm sure it's entertaining to some
people.
It's
a step under Lifetime.
See, and Lifetime has really lost my interest lately as well. Like, I haven't watched a Lifetime movie network. I have not subscribed in years.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Well, you need to circle back around because we got to support the Vivica Foxes and the Toni Braxtons. And
Vivica Fox, you know, she's fine.
That's where she at. That's why she said that.
She said she fine. She
that's,
good.
That's why she
fine. That's what she said.
That's why Vivica is okay, because she over at Lifetime and she has several movies under her belt now over at Lifetime. She be having the wrong teacher, the wrong trick coach, the wrong realtor. Girl, Vivica is she over there.
She's
producing.
And speaking of Lifetime, mm-hmm. I know Gypsy Rose is coming out with something. I gotta see that.
Now, okay. So I was like, okay. Now, okay. Well, since you brought it up.
Oh, Lord.
Has it come out yet?
Nah, okay.
What's this hot spot?
Nah. But me and my sister was talking about Miss Gypsy today. And I seen a TikTok that makes me kind of look a side out of her. Because the TikToker was saying, like, you know, some people are starting to kind of turn on Gypsy and be like, I don't know, girl.
Per usual.
I don't know. You're acting real fishy.
Per usual.
And when some of the points, I was like, that makes a whole lot of sense. So her mama was this huge con artist, right? Huge scammer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Scammed all of these medical professionals, insurance agents, like all these people.
Mm-hmm.
And Gypsy was right there, fully cognizant of what's going on.
Yep.
Right? Watching and absorbing and learning. You mean to tell me you don't think she could pull off a huge scheme like having that man kill her mama and then walking away? And
no, I have no doubt of that.
Two things can be
like, I know she was clearly abused.
Yeah
but I there was a video where she was her husband was talking to the interview and he said something she ain't like, and she grabbed his arm and he shut the hell up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, he
shut your mouth.
He getting his ass beat at home behind them cameras.
Hey, shut your mouth.
Jesse been locked up. She been with folks.
She said
she been locked up for years.
For years.
It ain't been
her
no one or two
years.
It ain't been no one.
She said try now. Yeah. Try it if you want to.
I'll shake
ya. I don't know.
I wouldn't let anything pass this.
Yeah, no. At first I was like, oh, that poor girl, she's so innocent. I don't know.
No, I never really thought innocent. The thing about it is, she did this stuff when she was super young. So it might have seemed like the only way out. But mm-hmm. now that she out, I know she's trying to make it in the world.
Yeah.
So
she's gonna have her reality show.
She got too many eyes on her. I think mm-hmm. gonna mess up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why she's gonna be very strategic. I mean, she's got she's had lots of time to plan it out.
She has to though. Well, she's just gonna be living a life in obscurity, and I don't think she wants obscurity.
Well,
because she had to move out of Missouri because they kept giving her death threats.
Oh, well. Yeah, she lived in Springfield, Missouri.
They had to move.
Yeah, they would do that there. I lived there. So. Yeah,
you know, the next controversial person who is coming out is the lady who killed Selena.
Now, that bitch can rot in hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Girl, people on TikTok with their brass knuckles on.
Say, what's she coming out?
Because she trying to do a documentary. Not that and I'm like, side eye, no thanks.
Girl, don't nobody want to hear you get on that camera and lie.
And lie.
Don't nobody want to hear it. We know what you did.
Do y'all know that lady was in her 30s?
Too damn...
She looked like she was in her 40s or 50s.
She looked rough.
Selena was like 23, almost 24.
Hold on, pause, rewind. You mean this lady was in her 30s when she committed this?
Yeah. And she looked...
She looks so much older. She looked like her mom and daddy age.
She looks... She looked about 60.
She looked her mom and daddy's age.
Wow.
Yep.
And then the clip that's going viral, she's like saying... Like, it's time to set the record straight. And I'm like...
The record's been set straight. That's why you've been sitting your ass in jail, bitch.
You killed that girl.
I don't know what you can say.
Because she found out that she was embezzling money.
However, so, I just saw an article today saying that she really didn't have no reason to. Because she was still... The family is saying she was still on payroll after the embezzling thing.
Wow.
And Selena was going to forgive her.
Yeah.
That's what the family is saying.
It may have been
so
true.
She didn't have no reason to shoot her. But here go another... Y'all, I've been deep diving on TikTok. another fan theory was she was in love with Selena.
Yeah.
And because Selena did not return her affections...
That makes sense to me, too.
That's why she killed her.
That's where I think it would lean more towards.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be a mix of both.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She was like, oh my God, she doesn't love me, and now she knows I'm stealing. I gotta take her out.
Yeah.
Well, R.I.P. Because all I'm saying is a beady beady bum bum, you about to hit the
floor. Not a beady beady bum bum.
That's all I'm saying. Oh the God. Moment the gates close, somebody's going to take her out.
So I thought J-Lo was Selena for so long.
Yes. Really, it was very confusing for me as a child.
And I really thought when I got the Selena Barbie, because I got a Selena Barbie.
Uh-huh.
I wonder where she at. But anyway, I got a Selena Barbie.
I miss her.
Yeah. I used to love the Barbie. I turned her over and I was like, who is this lady on the back?
Who's that?
That's not Selena.
I was like, that's not how she look.
No, my daddy was loved that movie so much. He recorded, you know, back in the day, like it played on HBO, so he had that VHS.
Yes. Yes.
Now we got a copy of Selena. And singing was like, I mean, it still is, but it was like my thing. Like all through the house, that's all I did was sing. You know, I played that tape to death. You couldn't have told me I didn't know what I was saying in Spanish.
I definitely used to be like, "Come on, la floor, it's
nice." I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to disrespect your language. I don't know it.
Now, y'all, I don't speak a lick of Spanish.
I know.
But
hola,
I definitely
uno.
Thought that I was.
That's it.
I definitely felt Latino.
I felt a sprinkle of Latino in there.
I thought I was Selena, y'all.
Me and Selena. Anything for Selena's.
Selena.
That was my shit. I don't think there's a person that when that movie comes on, you just gonna stop everything.
I can just watch it. And it's one of them things I can just watch in any part of the movie. Mm-hmm. It don't have to be in the beginning. Because I know where we are.
Right.
You flipping through the channels, you catch Selena in the middle. This is where I'll stop.
Right. It's just such a good movie.
It is really good. J-Lo did a really good... She did a very good job.
She did.
Now...
Because it was super believable.
There are movies after that.
A bitty bitty bum.
But she did a really good job in that.
She don't do good when she try to leave out of her genre. Her genre is romantic comedy.
That's true. That's her style.
So we think Made in Manhattan was good.
We think Made in Manhattan is what it is, a rom-com.
Okay, we're just going to leave that at that.
I will say she's a great dancer.
Yeah.
She does a good job dancing, singing, just in general.
They keep saying
it's not.
They be like,
really,
it's Ashanti.
Yeah.
It's not really her thing. Yeah. It's not. Singing isn't really her thing.
No.
But you know, they had the Selena series on Netflix.
You know, it actually was pretty good.
I think I watched the trailer. I don't think I watched it.
I can't remember what exactly happened, though.
Well, the same thing.
I I know.
It's the same story.
But they drew out more stuff and added more details.
And I know that a lot of people, I know a lot of people were really upset about who the main character was.
Yeah, they didn't like
the girl. They didn't like the actress.
Mm-mm,
I don't know why.
I think they wanted J-Lo back.
Well, J-Lo, not goddamn. Okay. I know she looks great. That's another thing. Her body is amazing. Well,
and she was super young at that time, too. So she was.
She can't be 20 forever.
You know. Who are you telling that? They're gonna make her 20 every time.
Yeah,
that's what I said. You know, just stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they keep saying that her vocals is always Ashanti.
It is. Yeah. If you listen real good, it's Ashanti. Her vocal, you can barely hear her singing. And that's probably for the best. Because, again, she doesn't do it great.
But then they need to credit Ashanti.
Oh, I'm sure she got a check.
Yeah.
She need to be credited.
Ashanti ain't broke.
No, Ashanti's doing just fine.
Absolutely not.
Her and her little baby butt with Nelly.
I know. She thinks she fooling somebody, Haley.
She is like Haley 2.0.
Yeah, Haley was like, listen, I kept looking at her face. Okay, same.
Yeah.
I kept looking at Haley's face like, that's a pregnant nose.
Yeah.
You can't fool me forever, that's a pregnant nose. But she
it was when she started covering that belly.
With big ass dresses and stuff, like, girl.
Girl, you don't wear clothes.
Yeah. Right. We know you be naked. Where your belly
you
is.
You and your sister don't play with us.
But you know what? But I feel what she said. She said that I just needed to protect my peace while I was pregnant. And once my baby get here, now we can party.
Yeah.
But I just need to make sure that we safe. Because people are crazy. They were already obsessed with her regardless.
Yeah.
So I get it. It could be very scary. But
no, I was super okay with that.
Yeah. I'm always okay with people keeping their business their business.
Yes.
Absolutely. Like, even celebrities, they don't owe us none of their personal business.
Well, at the end of the day, if she was a regular girl, we wouldn't all be enthralled with her.
No.
She'd be a regular girl.
Exactly. And, her safety is, like, not as in question as it is where it is now.
For sure. Right.
Like,
and we keep acting like things can't happen to celebrities. They happen all the time.
People are crazy.
People are insane.
Stalkers. I'm sorry, and all
Swarm,
of that.
Swarm was crazy as hell, but it was based on actual events that happened.
I know.
People are insane.
They are.
So protect yourself.
Obsessive.
Yes.
Obsessive.
And they don't care that you have a baby or that you're pregnant. No. That matters.
Yeah, because even when you get a stalker as a regular person, it's scary.
It is, right.
I couldn't imagine people, like, outing me. Do y'all... Now, we got to talk about this. If we going to talk about their safety. You know, when people was outing people for talking about Nicki Minaj doxing during the Meg... doxing. I couldn't remember what it was called. Outing their information.
Yes.
Regular people.
Regular,
these are
everyday.
Regular people that they putting out their information to attack them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Girl.
Crazy. You can't do that.
Had to get extra security for her mother's resting place.
Which is...
Because they were concerned that the Barbs were going to go do something to her gravesite or... Even worse.
Over a song.
That wasn't even about her.
Okay, because that's... Can we talk about the hit Dog Holland?
Because...
That line could have been for anybody in the industry.
Somebody brought up that it was probably about actually Kodak Black.
Or Drake. Because Drake be hanging around with girls much, much too young for me to be comfortable with. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Clutches pearls.
I'm just allegedly.
Y'all know how I feel about allegedly.
But
money, Drake, you can't sue us. Okay?
Right.
But
from them pictures that I be seeing with baby girl 11 from
the show.
But again, it literally throw a rock and you could hit somebody that line pertains to in the industry. But Nicki Minaj 15 and a half minutes later decided that she was going to go
on 15 and a half days later.
No, she went on the same day, like right after the song dropped. She went on social media.
I thought you meant how long her rant was. My bad.
No.
My bad.
It's so threatened, and there's so many amazing female artists out right now, especially just dropping bars.
Yeah,
I think dropping bars, like, just ripping apart the rap game, and Nicki's still getting on here talking about her Juke apartments.
And she haven't really evolved, and I don't understand why.
No, it's the same. Which is, like, I was really done with Nicki a while ago when she started the younger girls coming up, like people who admired her.
Yes.
Like Lotto.
Lotto loves Nicki. And it just makes me so sad that she did
and
her
she
like
did
that.
She did her like that. But even Meg, like, her and Meg was cool at first. Yep. And then she got pissed off because Meg did that song with Cardi, and now we got beef.
So
girl, if you don't grow up, if you don't grow up. Remember,
and Cardi seems like she is one of Meg's real friends. They're super supporters of each other.
They cool for real.
I mean, because I just been a lot of stands since she was like on the rap game. I just love that little girl. I was like, oh my God. every single track she released, I'm like, this giving little baby Nikki. I just was like, because of like her style and her swag and her confidence. I hear herself. Not necessarily like her rhythm.
Right. Mm-hmm. I love some Latto, though. Oh,
man. I love Latto. She's killing it. Listen, pretty much all of the ones that Nikki be beefing with, I love their flow. I love their energy. I love what they be rapping about. Like I said, Feel My Rap is my favorite type of rap.
I think that's the problem for Nikki, though. Yes. These girls are evolving where Nikki is staying stagnant. She's still doing the same old stuff. Why are we having a Pink Friday deluxe picky? Girl.
A Pink Friday deluxe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Beyonce out here doing country music.
Switching genres.
Like, you are at a stage where you could be doing the same thing. You could be trying this, trying that.
She can't even change the damn name of the album.
Girl. Yeah. Even Drake tries some damn house music. Try it.
You might not work, but try.
But you got enough money to try whatever fuck you want.
And I guess she want to just keep rinsing and repeating. Yeah. And it'll be fine for some people, but I mean, not me.
And I'm tired of hearing about her pussy, and she is a whole mother and wife now. Please rap about that.
Yes.
Evolve.
She can't because... Because
she's stuck there.
Let me be quiet.
She just stuck there.
Allegedly.
Because her husband might feel like her pussy's too old. Because you know he likes children.
Oh well, you just said it. And her brother and her daddy.
Every man she surrounds herself with is liking children. And I mean, let's not forget also, like, she has said some very questionable things her damn self.
How about when she was on there with Kai Cent shaking her butt in front of them?
That made me so uncomfortable.
Let me say allegedly, because you know the Barbs out of anybody, they are the most psycho.
Well, Barbs don't care if you say allegedly, but also, I just want you to know, Conceal and Carry, baby, you walk up to my address, you're going to be carried out.
Make sure that you have Nikki on retainer to pay for whatever damage is done to you.
Baby.
Because I'm not for that. Because a lot of them, I was like, oh, nah, y'all are true.
You wouldn't even make it past the mailbox.
But one man went on there. The girl was she was in school to be a nurse. Email her school.
Let's reach out to them because you're going to be taking care of people, but this is how you behave. I feel like that's a danger to society.
Make sure you're homeless and without a job if you're going to be doxing folks. All right?
Okay, because it really isn't your best interest to chill out.
Hello? I ain't bashing Nikki. I'm just saying she's too old for the things that she is doing right now. It is very disheartening to watch a woman in her 40s.
Yeah.
Act like that.
It's embarrassing.
Especially when she was an idol for so long. We used to love Nikki.
And that's why she keeps hopping on all like these social media channels. Like that one guy that like he does like videos and like sits there like on his couch. And she just keeps hopping on all these.
Are you talking about Funny Marco?
Yeah, she keeps hopping on all these.
Well, they
videos.
All been on Funny Marco. So.
That was also painful to watch.
It's her age surrounding. It's like,
girl, if you don't go
you're too old for this.
Yeah.
But also,
she got to find what her fan base is. Her fan base is 12-year-olds.
That's true.
They in middle school. They in high school.
Yeah, because she still have... She got, like, Ice Spice.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Because Ice Spice makes music for, like, teenagers.
Yeah, like, even though it's got adult, favorite artist is Ice Spice.
Even though it's got adult themes, they are definitely... Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's the same content we was listening to. Yeah, we was their age listening to her. She ain't changed. It's just her demographic. Some of them have gotten older and aged out.
We could evolve with her, but she refuses to rap about anything else. Because I want to rap about... I want to hear about my knees. Because my knees ain't been the same since I hit 30.
Girl, it hurts neither.
That's what I want to hear about.
That's why she get carried around on beds and stuff.
Okay.
We were at Essence Fest. We saw it for ourselves.
That's what I want to hear about.
Let's talk about Essence Fest. Because she pissed me off at Essence Fest.
You always attended Essence Fest.
Mm-hmm. What year was that? It was 2 years ago.
2022?
Yes. We went to Essence Fest, and the night that Nikki headlined, she had us waiting for an hour?
It was the first night.
Yes. She didn't get on until midnight, right?
So it set the precedence of the rest of the time there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, she didn't get on to like 2 hours.
After the time
frame she was supposed to, which put us out of the concert, like,
Hella late.
Two, three in the morning.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then she, in the middle of her set, just walks off. Well, I thought it was done. That's it.
Right, right.
That's not it. No grand finale. That's it. She just walks off. And then like 10, 15 minutes later, comes back with Wayne. Did you have to go get him from the parking lot?
But you couldn't tell us it was an intermission?
Nothing. You nothing. Just leave.
Hold on, Barb. I'll be back and then something. Still play some music. No. You know?
She just left. No, and she didn't really dance. She didn't really do anything.
She was on the bed.
I thought she was pregnant again.
I did too.
I swear, maybe she's with child, so she's just trying to take it easy.
Yeah. I did.
I don't know. It was not a good performance. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't going for Nikki no way. I would much rather prefer Meg be the headliner that night. But yeah. I didn't get to pick the lineup.
Right.
So we bought tickets for all of the nights. And so that's what happened. And, you know, in the spirit of like just going and having a good time, like, of course, we're going to go to that show too. But
yeah.
It just confirmed to me that like I'm okay without Nikki.
And it put a bad taste in my mouth for seeing her in the future, because I'm like, if she's somewhere else, I'm like, I'm good on that.
Especially because she's going on tour with Monica, and I wouldn't mind a Monica.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I'm not gonna be waiting around like that. I feel the same way though about Lauryn Hill. I love Lauryn Hill.
Yeah,
love her down. But I'm gonna just listen to her on my phone or on my records, because baby, it'll be a cold day in hell before I be sitting out in somebody's auditorium somewhere in some theater waiting 2-3 hours for you to show up for your chakras to get aligned.
My time is just as valuable as yours.
Yes.
And if the likes of Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande,
I'm just saying,
you know,
they be on time.
The Drakes,
they show up within reasonable times.
Yes, those are all concerts that they just as big, if not bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And they come up on time because they know the value of their audience. If we don't come, you don't make no money.
And that part. We even look at like the Beyonce concert. She comes a few, you know, maybe even like a half hour, 45 minutes late, because people are still
coming into the venue.
Logistics of people coming into that massive venue.
Yep.
She's trying to make sure we all get in there so we all can hear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. You literally see the people, getting
scrambling to get to their seats. But yep. Even that was one show that, like, during the Renaissance tour, where she had to start like an hour later or something, and so she paid the city's metro to stay open so people could still be able to get home.
Because
that's another thing you don't think about. It's like everybody can't Uber or got a ride or live close or whatever.
Right.
Sometimes you like literally got to catch the city bus.
And sometimes people are planning for a very long time for these things, so they don't have the expendable cash that it takes to just stay out spur two extra hours.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
babysitters, all type of stuff.
Come
and
on
I've had all this money and waited this whole time, and now you're going to play in my face like this? Because what are you doing? You're not here already?
Not respecting nobody else's time?
I feel like it's unprofessional.
Mm-hmm. It is.
We had so much fun at Essence, y'all. That was one of the favorite trips of my life.
It was a good trip.
We were tired.
Baby, morning. I was so grateful that I had a few days off after we got back from Essence, because I was so tired. That is not a relaxing vacation.
If you are going to Essence Fest, just know that it is not relaxing.
Bring your walking shoes.
Yes. It's fun.
It was fun as hell.
Fun.
So much fun.
But relaxing, very tired. It is not. No. It's not relaxing.
But I'm just saying, I think I'm not trying to blame Nikki for us being tired, y'all. But y'all,
she's stupid.
No, that first
y'all
night
know
was her fault.
I'm the Capricorn friend, y'all. I have itinerary for the itinerary.
Listen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I literally timed out our sleep.
Okay.
And we ain't had no time to sleep.
No, hey,
I was taking naps.
Big time is hard sleep. You sure was. We getting ready to see and talk about something. Just wake me up when we about to walk out the door.
Put my clothes on.
I'm getting back in the bed.
Oh,
but
man.
Yeah. We'll have to recap that all of that on another episode.
We'll talk about it,
especially as it gets, it's still forthcoming, like 2024 details.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make sure to bring that to you all.
Yeah.
On that note, we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, we are back. So just thinking about the horrible things sometimes we go through called a breakup.
Yeah, part of life.
It is part of life, and you have to go through it, and it's not, you know, something fun to go through. It's definitely a difficult challenge, but at the same time, sometimes you just don't break up with a partner. Sometimes you break up with a friend, or you're just starting over in general. Maybe you're just breaking up with a lifestyle. Maybe
it's something
that you were doing, and you just want to not do that thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something challenging to get through, and I think we have some tips to help you get through those things. I know for myself, my number one tip on getting through any form of breakup, particularly romantic breakups, mm-hmm. but I think you can cascade this into any form, is just to forgive yourself mm-hmm. for anything that you went through,
mm-hmm.
or anything that you did to lead into the situation. Mm-hmm. And I think that comes with also having accountability with yourself.
True.
I think sometimes we just struggle with being accountable with ourselves and knowing that we are not perfect. Once again, we are not perfect, and you know we're pretty close, you know. You know, but sometimes we just have to face the fact that in particular times in our life, maybe we weren't as mature, mm-hmm. Maybe we were hot-headed, hot-tempered, and we know that we didn't aid in everything in the situation.
Sure.
So I think that's my number one thing, is to forgive yourself and be accountable. It's kind of hand-in-hand. And then my second thing is, don't beat yourself up mm-hmm. for the breakup.
Yeah.
Especially, I know this is hard for me with friendship breakups, because, that's like, that's the one, that is hard.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. Yeah.
I'm the type of person that my friends, a little bit of only child syndrome, but, you know, I really look at my friends as my family.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't think I've ever initiated the friend breakup, because I look at my friends as my family. So
really?
I look at it like, I can get through anything with you.
Uh-huh.
I can figure out anything with you, because I love you that much.
Yeah.
You know, like, you may be getting on my everlasting nerves, but I really view you as my sister. I really view you as my brother. So I view, like, family member, you can't quit. You might distance yourself from your brother. Well, you may not talk to them for 20 years.
You do know relationships go through breaks, even if they are not permanent breaks. Yeah. Sometimes you have to, you know, just distance so that you can get perspective, so that's mature, or accountability.
Right.
You know, it just, it's situational.
Yeah.
Because every time, it's not always a permanent break.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Sometimes you just need a break for a few weeks. Sometimes, but I think too.
A few months, few years.
Yeah, that's true.
Decades.
Hey.
Lifetimes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
I think too, though, if you take a, if you're the person initiating the break,
mm-hmm.
to be fair to everybody, to give people time frames.
Mm-hmm.
Try to.
Mm-hmm. Try to.
It's helpful. And if you can't,
I, as someone who has definitely initiated breakups, more so speaking to like the friendship,
mm-hmm.
have definitely initiated breakups forever.
Yeah. Some are warranted. Now, I want to make that clear. Some are warranted. Some stuff you cannot. It's come back.
You can't
from.
Come back.
It's
from. Just, I will. I know me. I know myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know forgiveness is not really one of the strong suits in my toolbox, and I know that there are lines that once they are crossed, there is no coming back from.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is there no coming back from, like, don't, if you see me, no, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't no, oh, hey, girl. No. I don't fuck with you. And you can fuck with me if you want to in your head, but don't talk to me. Don't talk about me. I don't want to hear from mutual friends that mm-hmm. you like having. Like, we are not anything. Cause mm-hmm.
big cancer energy.
Big cancer. Like, baby, mm-hmm, when I say mm-hmm, the cutoff mm-hmm. game is strong, I'm talking like we never met. Who you mm-hmm. talking about? I don't know who that is. I don't play about that. But I will say that it does take me a long time
get
there.
Me too. I give lots of chances.
I mean, and I mean, understanding and trying to see from your point of view.
I will definitely take full on accountability for a situation and try and work through it, even if I know that it's not fully my fault,
mm-hmm,
but because I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's my love. It's because I love you.
Yeah. Because I'm not blind to the situation.
No, I'm not. I know everything that's going on. Yeah. I'm taking it in. I'm allowing you. And I think people get messed up when they think that they're getting over.
Kindness
or I'm not.
Weakness.
Yeah, I'm not watching or cognizant of it. Mm-hmm. I am. But my love for you will make me forgive you
mm-hmm.
and allow you to change that about yourself and give you the same grace mm-hmm. that I want for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
once I get to that point,
baby,
where I am done.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want me to forgive you after that, because I am vindictive.
Yeah, and I'll be spiteful. I'll be so spiteful. You won't want to be around me.
Yeah, and that's why I just do for. Once I get to that point, it's a forever thing.
Same.
Because I will keep. I will dig in.
Because I'm not going to let it go.
Yeah, I'll
dig in. There are friendships that I ended 10 years ago that is still like, fuck you, bitch. Like we are never going to be cool. Yeah, because the thing is like, I will, whatever that situation was, that's why we ended that friendship, I will never be able to trust that you won't turn around and do that shit again.
So
and
true.
That's how I feel so about true. I feel about friendships. Like, if I get to the point where you've chosen to end this thing, then it makes me see that you viewed me in just a totally different way and had a different love for me than I have for you. Mm-hmm. And I can't ever come back from that. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't dive back into it because I don't trust you.
Right.
I don't trust you. Yeah. I don't trust the ground you walk on.
Yeah.
Even with family breaks, I'm like that though.
Yeah.
I don't back down. I'm like, it was fuck you yesterday and it's fuck you today. And unless you can figure out how me not to say fuck you, it's fuck you forever. Get the fuck out of my face.
My advice for breakups of any type is to try to have a moment to reflect.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times, like you said, you're going through these emotional moments and blaming yourself or blaming the other person or whomever, but really sitting back and having an opportunity to really reflect on what happened, what you just went through, and because I do it, like, not consciously, like, I just do it, but, like, really re-implaying the situation from different perspectives, how the other person may have seen the situation, not necessarily to change your mind, but so that you can really have a good idea of how did you get here.
Yeah.
So the whole situation, so that it doesn't continue to repeat, because I swear the Lord will have you going through the same situations with different people.
In the same cycle,
over and over, until you learn that lesson. That replay game, baby.
My God.
Yes. I will replay the situation over and over. And it's not like an obsessive thing, but it's like I want to figure out where that root of the situation was so that I can identify it quicker when I see it again.
Yeah. And sometimes I like to be able to identify what it was in me that allowed me to let you keep taking advantage of me.
That
is so real, Christine.
Like, yes. I really do. I'd be like, oh, okay. It's the abandonment. The abandonment allowed you to keep doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take responsibility for that, and I'm going to work on that.
Because people will treat you how you let them treat you.
Absolutely.
So I continue to let you treat me poorly, and so you continue to treat me poorly, so now I need to figure out how I can make sure that don't happen to the next friend or to the other friends that I have.
Or for me to set that boundary ahead of time. Yeah. So it's never even crossed, or you never even feel like that's somewhere you can go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even when we think about being treated poorly, it's like being treated poorly is one thing, but it's also, you know, a person controlling the situation, a person talking negatively to you, a person making you feel like you're not less than or you're not worth the situation.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's so many avenues, but you got to try to dive into why you allow the person to treat you that way.
Absolutely. And that's the accountability you have to have for yourself.
Yes.
You don't have to take accountability for their actions. You just have to take accountability for allowing it.
Yeah.
Because we all get to control who stays in our lives and who does not. I can always not answer your call, block you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we take accountability for allowing it. You can take or not take accountability for what you've done.
And then even in situations where you may not necessarily, you can't completely cut somebody out, because there are some situations where you can't, or at least if you temporarily can't, creating strong boundaries.
Oh, yes.
Like, this is a hard no, my friend. This is all you get. That's it. And that's only until I don't have to give you nothing else. Because when I think about, like, kids who are not necessarily even kids, but just young people who are dependent on their parents who treat them not well, or a spouse who can't get away from somebody so quickly. Because a lot of people, even in, like, domestic violence situations, people always scream, get away from them, but you can't.
It's not that easy.
And even when you get away, you have to understand that person is still may not be safe. You don't know. Some of these people are crazy, and once you leave, you're even in even more danger.
But how about beyond that? Even if it's not necessarily dangerous, you know, physically, how about financially? Because sometimes we become so entwined with people, and it's even friends. You know, y'all could be roommates and all kinds of stuff. We become financially entwined with people and mentally entwined with people. So because I am codependent on you, I feel like I cannot just up and leave you for fear that the rug be pulled from under me.
Right.
You know, it needs to, sometimes you have to have a plan. It's not like just grab your shit and go.
And go.
That's crazy.
Even when you think about being mentally entwined, that is something. Yes. That's an entire layer by
that
itself.
That codependency.
Girl.
You just don't even know how to make your own decisions anymore.
Yes.
You know, craft your own identity anymore.
Yep. I agree. 100%.
That's starting over by itself.
By itself. Yeah. My other piece of advice would just be to allow yourself to grieve.
Yes.
When there is a breakup or an mm-hmm. end, and it's not even, again, for a relationship or a friendship, even just like a goal or a thought that you thought was going to happen in your life, you have to give yourself time to grieve that, whatever it is, so that you can then move past it. If you just kind of shoot off to whatever else, it's going to keep replaying. It's going to keep coming up. It's going to keep triggering you because you haven't dealt with it. You haven't healed from it.
Yeah.
And there's no timeline on how long that's going to take. Unfortunately.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you might really want to be done.
Yes.
And be healed. But if you are not, give yourself that grace to just keep on going.
Yeah.
But make sure that you reflect on what's happening and then give yourself some time to grieve on the situation.
That's good.
Yeah. My tip is you don't have to hate them to move on.
Come
you on. Can still love somebody and still think about them and still, you don't have to be like, oh, I hate them. Mm-hmm. Oh, why don't I hate them yet? You don't have to hate somebody
unless
for them
Capricorn.
Not to be right for you.
Or Cancer.
Keep going, friend. This is good advice.
Yes, just because you say it don't necessarily make it true all the time for everybody. There are certain people who I'm like, bitch, I hate your guts. But there are also certain people who I'd be like, I love you so much that I cannot be around you.
Yeah.
I got, I'm not, I wish you well. I wish you well.
Is this
but some
mature.
Of them, I'd be like, bitch, I don't wish you well. And some of them be like, I wish you well. But you just not for me.
Yeah.
And I think the
there are several instances in my life where I'm like, at this moment in my life, I can't.
I think sometimes the people that you're doing that to, they don't realize that. Mm-hmm. They think you're just trying to push them away because you hate them so much. And it's like, no, I adore you.
Too much.
And I know myself and the boundaries I have to set for myself.
Hard.
That your spirit and my spirit, when it comes together, it creates chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for us to exist, we have to exist in our individual lanes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love your lane. You love my lane.
Mm-hmm.
But let's stay out of each other's lanes because they can't cross.
Yeah.
When they cross, it's chaos.
To those super strong boundaries where sometimes it, you got to just create them and go with them, but you don't have to hate nobody to move on or heal.
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes sometimes people will go into their mind and they be like, why don't I hate this person?
Yeah.
Why don't I hate them?
Yeah.
And it stops them from being able to heal and move forward because now you are conflicted and confused with why don't I hate them or why do I still want this?
Yeah.
Just because you still want it doesn't mean you can't move on.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I mean when I'm talking about, you know, you still feeling for, because let's really get into it. If we having a breakup with somebody, they have become intertwined in our lives.
Yeah.
So in some intricate way, there is something, you know, somehow that you are constantly with me. So once we break up or, you know, move apart, what do I do with those feelings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I did have fun with you.
Yeah.
We did talk.
Just, those feelings are just out there coasting. And you got to figure out, like, what box to put them in.
Yes. You literally trying to compartmentalize them. And most people start stamping them down and acting like they don't exist.
Yeah.
Which creates another layer of trauma for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you went somewhere fun with somebody and you always associate that with it being that with that person.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out how to navigate conversations with people about it without tearing up and crying.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, I love going to this place with this person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's with how we used to do it.
Yeah.
And I want to describe it to a friend or to a family member without just busting out in the tears every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to figure out how to do that.
It's painful to think about that you're never going to do that again.
Yeah.
It's never going to be that
way
again.
Not the way it was.
Yeah. It's
that's
painful.
Part of the grieving, too.
It is.
You have to grieve the future that you thought you were going to have.
Grieve it.
grieve what you, the vision that you had, mm-hmm. the life that you had built with this person in your heads for yeah. your future, you have to grieve that too.
Yeah, that's the hardest part for me.
Yeah. Grieve the person.
It is really hard.
Grieve the person part. Who you built them up to be.
Right, who oh. you thought you, who they, who you put on a pedestal, who you thought they were, or the potential. Oh.
The potential.
Grieve the potential grieve you the saw potential. In them.
And then check yourself.
Yeah.
Don't fall in love with potential
yeah,
again.
Yeah.
Never Ooh. Let potential be something that you are coasting on Ooh. And that's propelling your feelings.
Girl.
Absolutely not. Because you deserve better
fall,
than that.
Yeah. Fall for potential at any age. I think that it's something that, particularly when you're younger, mm-hmm. that you lean into.
Absolutely.
Right, because none of us are
we're not
where
established.
We are.
We're not
right.
there yet.
Right.
But I feel like you have to see it for what it is. You know, if there's someone in front of you and they're not in a space that you want them to be in mm-hmm. That you it's necessary
yeah.
for them to be mm-hmm. into you because we're all growing, we're all changing everything.
Absolutely mm-hmm. absolutely.
If the, if you need them to be in this space and they're not there yet and you see this great potential
yeah
you know you can't necessarily lean into that for long term relationships, long term love in particular, mm-hmm. because you can grow to resent a person for not being
what you've built them up
what you've built them up to
yeah.
be.
Yeah. Very true. That's very true.
I know that too with particularly like friendships. I know that when you break up with them, sometimes it can be hard to navigate those spaces because you all may have friends that you share mm-hmm. or you may be in the yep. same circles.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
And that's I think that's really hard to navigate.
You know,
sometimes.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I think it depends
on the...
sometimes
the bitch don't exist.
I think it depends on the mutual friends. Mm-hmm. Because that's happened to me more than once. And any time that I have fell out with somebody in the friend group and other people are still cool with them, the other people that I'm still cool with see exactly why we fell out.
Yeah.
They know exactly why. They yeah. understand my reasoning. Because like I said, I give you chance after chance after chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's not like the first time you do something to piss me off. It's like, well, fuck her for life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or him, whoever. So it's like they understand. And also, I might add that when I've made those decisions in my past friendships, it wasn't just me that was getting fucked over.
Now.
You done fucked over other people in the friend group.
Uh-huh.
And this was just like the straw that broke the camel's back.
What
so, so they yeah. all really understand why I don't fuck with you. Yeah. And also, they know that, like, however I feel about the situation, I'm going to say it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to hide my feelings. I'm not going to act like, you know, me and this person are cool because we are together. I suggest y'all seat us on opposite sides of the table. And not next to each other.
Girl,
I suggest that you plan your event accordingly.
The instance, and I was like, Mandy, just get over here.
Girl.
Just get over
here. I showed up a little bit
come
late to brunch.
Side. I was like, come on this
see
side.
It, said, it was two open
over
seats
here.
Open, and Sia said, no. Don't sit right there. Sit right here. Why, girls?
Yeah,
no.
Just get over here.
Yeah, because my friends know. Because
we are two peas in a pod that
baby.
Way. I could already read her freaking mind from across the room as soon as she spot. Get your butt over here.
Yeah.
Get over here.
You don't really want her to sit next to me. Do you want me to fuck your shit up?
Get over here.
Do you
here.
Want me to? Because here's the thing for me. Again, I'm not going to hold my tongue for nobody. Like, I ain't even got it in me. I wasn't raised that way. I can't do it.
Nope,
and I'm not going to change that about me because I don't think that there's anything wrong when you speaking the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one thing if you just starting shit and just being messy.
See, I'm a little like that. And
I mean, you know,
that'd be my problem. That'd be my problem sometimes because I can be a little passive aggressive.
Oh,
because I'm trying.
Yeah.
Well, back in my heyday, I'm a little better now. I genuinely feel this way now. But back in my heyday, I used to try and be more mature and I'd be like, I don't care. And then I talk shit the whole time.
Oh, see, I'm
the whole time.
Like, if something comes up and something hits my brain, I'm going to say it.
Yep.
But I'm not going to necessarily look for it. But also, the thing is like, everything that I say is going to hit, it's going to be true. It's going to be honest.
Bow, bow.
And sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah.
And if you a shitty friend, then I might just say, oh, but she's a shitty friend.
Yeah. See, and, mine is more like...
malicious.
Mm-hmm.
I think, too, if you're around, like you're saying, group of friends, and they recognize that you're not getting along with a particular person, I think it's important for them to try to... also kind of help navigate this. But I don't know. I see some friend groups where they just like don't care that
It depends on the going on. I would say it depends on the dynamics. Like the particular situation that we was talking about, I literally had Mandy's back because I was like, "You pregnant? Yeah. Get your butt over here! I don't have time. I was like, I don't have time. Just get over here because if you start, then I start.
Ride or die, friend, right there. Ride or die.
We don't need to get started together. So just get over here.
Yeah. You piss us both off. You in big trouble.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody pray for
him. Lord.
Y'all don't want to see that. Go ahead. You really don't want to see
that. You finna get this a tsunami.
Baby. Yeah. You really don't want to see that. But yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But even in that type of situation, mm-hmm. like obviously what we talking about in our friend group, there's somebody else who like we ain't friends no more.
It just was that. And everybody was willing to leave it at that too. Yes. Though everybody was willing
for
to
the sake of the friend we were there for.
Yes. Yeah.
And I will say I love that friend and she knows that I have done that for her many a time. Yeah. For the sake of that friend,
for her,
I only for her.
Yeah,
the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
But even not just past that situation, there have been many times mm-hmm. where just for the sake of how I feel about you,
yep,
I'ma hold it as much as I can. Yeah. I'ma even past a little bit high normally uh-huh. we go, I'ma hold it a little bit uh-huh. longer. But that bitch got one more time and I'ma warn you.
Yeah.
She got one more time
mm-hmm.
and I ain't gonna be able to hold it no more.
Yeah.
Because it's just not even in my personality.
Yeah, but most people know that about like you or like a me, like you only gonna get so much. Mm-hmm. So just leave her alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't
because your presence don't is already go there. Strike one.
Yeah, don't go there because you already know how already she know. Is.
Yeah.
And anybody who knows me personally will be like,
don't do it. Just don't.
Leave her. Just let her be.
Yeah.
If she walk off, let her go.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's how I particularly am in romantic relationships. It's like, mm-hmm. if you know how much I've actually held in
mm-hmm.
from not getting explosive on you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now I'm bringing up one thing.
You got an attitude about it?
And you got an attitude about it. Do you know the other 10 things I let slide?
Mm. They don't, though.
Yeah, they don't.
they don't, though, because if you, like I said, we have to work on, as a whole, letting too many things slide and build upon each other.
Yeah.
We need to be able to address things head on without making it into a fight.
Yeah.
Everything mm-hmm. does not have to be conflict. Mm-hmm. Arguments are healthy. Discussions are healthy. You are able to talk about things. Don't allow them to get to a place mm-hmm. where now it is explosive. Now I need to bring up all these 10 things because this one thing has now triggered me.
Yeah.
And your response has made me think of the slew of things mm-hmm. that have been leading up to this.
That's why I think it's important when you're first developing initial friendships, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that first, but I feel like relationships, this happens like quite often. You know, you have a disagreement. And if I can't bring it to you, that's honestly the first red flag there.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first red
flag. That's big red flag.
You know, if I can't bring it to you with just having a dual conversation and without you getting explosive, it's like, how are we supposed to keep having disagreements in the future? How are we supposed to navigate those? And I don't think it's possible.
And I feel like I'm too far in my growth to not have somebody in my life, friend, family, romantic partner who cannot communicate with me.
Yeah.
That is because I have learned to communicate. Even if I'm not the most effective, I do still try.
Mm-hmm, right.
I will take breaths. I will leave. I will write it down. I will try.
Yeah.
A couple of different ways
mm-hmm.
to communicate what needs I need met and what boundaries I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also reciprocate that same thing and listen to you
mm-hmm.
if you have an issue. But don't keep blowing up on me after you have let 10 things go that I don't know about.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with that? I didn't know you were angry about those things.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times that happens mm-hmm. in relationships because we're loving on that person. We're having a good time. We don't want to dampen our time with these conversations that can potentially be explosive mm-hmm. or uncomfortable or just unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
But then we do ourselves a disservice later.
Yeah.
When we want to, you know, really get those things out. Well, I've been feeling this way.
I feel like you also do a disservice to yourself in that moment because you're bothered and they're not. And they don't even know.
And they have no clue.
Because you haven't communicated what's going on. Or you show them that you're bothered, but you won't communicate why you're bothered.
And so again, then there's no way
for anybody to even be able to address what the issue is
because you don't want to communicate, you shut down. And yeah. I know that sometimes, like you were saying, people need to take a break. And I think that that's one thing. But even that needs to be communicated. I need a minute.
Yeah, yes, please communicate with people. Don't ghost them. Don't just drop communication and be like, what am I supposed to do with that? I don't even know why you're mad.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're dropping communication. I don't know what you feel.
It's so detrimental. You know, it's like, you just dropped this out the clear blue sky, and you didn't give me any sort of framework to where you came to this determination from.
Yeah.
Or even allow me to correct it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If I say something to you and I offend you, and you just get angry, and I'm like, well, what was it about what I said?
Mm-hmm.
And you just like, well, I don't know. I'm angry.
That's not helpful.
I don't have no way to correct it. I can say I'm sorry, but what am I sorry for? I can try to change it, but I don't know what I'm changing. I don't know what triggered you.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't give me a space or the other person a space to maybe explain themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's why communication is such an important skill in any relationship.
Very important.
It's so important. It's so many people take it for granted. And if you don't like to communicate, or you don't, you know, some people lean into that space, well, you're supposed to get how I feel. You're supposed to understand. You're my friend. You're supposed to get me.
Immature.
You're my partner. You're supposed to understand me.
Immature.
I can't read minds, and I can't read thoughts. That's not a skill. I'm not an X-Men character. I just don't. I don't understand where you thought I would get that from. So I just think it's important to try, like T said, to communicate. You know, if you don't try, if you don't make an effort, you can't be mad when it doesn't go the way you wanted it to go.
Or when they don't realize that they are hurting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you want a break, but what are you breaking from? The other person don't even know why y'all taking a break. Communicate.
Mm-hmm.
If this is resolving, resolve it. Yeah. Don't leave it. That's my thing. Mm-hmm. If it's resolving, resolve it. Don't leave it up in the air. Don't circle back in 30 years. Resolve it.
Yeah.
Let it be that. Let it be finite.
Yeah.
Put a period on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you have to go through any relationship where you feel like you have to set boundaries and boundaries aren't being respected, if you feel like you're not safe, I think it's important for us to make sure we point that out to our listeners. You know, make sure that you seek out resources.
Yes.
Particularly in your community, or, you know, they have hotlines and, you know, different chat lines that you can call to ensure that you're getting to safety. Because it's important and imperative that you feel safe in your space, that your family, or particularly if you have children, that they feel safe. And this is in romantic relationships or friendships.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they both can go different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's imperative for you to feel safe. And we just applaud you if you've been in any sort of domestic violence situation or any sort of, like, just stressful situation that you didn't know how you're going to get out of it. If you got out of it, you know, We applaud you for that. And, you know, we just believe that anybody can get out of anything. So, right? On that note, we will be right back.
It's scary.
All right, Mandy, take it away, girl.
All right, time for Am I the Asshole? All right, here we go. It says, I've been dating a girl for around 3 months. We finally hooked up and I thought everything was fine.
Right.
Now, for context, I consider myself to have an average size penis, perhaps on the smaller side of average. Uh-huh. Not entirely sure if it's TMI to post specific. Sorry, it's too late. You already did.
It is.
But I will admit it does look pretty small when soft. Okay, sir, calm down. She's been super opinionated on penis sizes. Uses terms like small dick energy, etc. But I never thought anything of it or let it affect me. As I said, I consider myself average. And if you ever pull anyone up on mocking penis sizes, it's haha, you must have a small dick, or all right. So I just never bothered. So anyway, after the hookup, a few days later, we were hanging out with her friends after work for drinks. I can feel a weird atmosphere, like her and the other girls have been talking about me, like sharing a strange smirk with each other.
He been in the group chat.
right in front of you. Like sharing a strange smirk with each other when they first saw me. And her friends are cracking indirect small penis jokes, making me super paranoid.
Oh.
I felt embarrassed but didn't show it. On the way back to my apartment, I asked if she shared intimate details about me with her friends, and she said, no, she would never.
Liar.
Right.
I'm not proud, but as I felt she wasn't telling the truth later that night, I went on her phone. While she was in the shower and went straight to her girl's group chat on the WhatsApp.
Boy, you better get out of there.
And man, I tell you, it was the most emasculating thing I've ever been through.
You shouldn't have took your ass. You
really shouldn't have did it, baby.
Because we say whatever.
Yeah. Like an hour after hooking up, she was roasting me about my size. Telling her girls how small I felt in her hands. How her dildo at her house was at least 4 times bigger and thicker.
Oh no.
That she was disappointed. She even said Aaron really ruined things for me.
Oh,
which is probably a dude from her past who is super hung. What makes the average look small to her? This girl was even saying I had small balls. So now I can't let it go, and it messed with my self-esteem massively.
Of course it did.
Yeah. I mean, she's... No. Mm. I asked her to leave when she got out the shower.
And get your ass out, bitch.
With the towel, just go.
Just leave.
And I've been ghosting her for about 4 days now without an explanation.
Now, we just talked about this.
Because I'm so embarrassed to even talk to her. No doubt I will get some mean comment mocking me by dudes, but please have some sensitivity to this topic.
I'm sorry.
He says, do I confront her about this? Do I forgive her? Have any of you guys been through this? Have any girls done this? Baby looking for answers.
Sure.
He got questions.
He got some questions.
That's why you should took your ass to that chat.
Yeah, you shouldn't have did it. You did it to yourself with that.
Oh my God.
He says, I feel like she really didn't value my privacy and I wouldn't dare share intimate details about her. There are things that I could say about her body, but I'd never do that to any other person.
Oh.
Am I the asshole?
Bitch, you got stretch marks while you talking about my small dick. Okay. I have fucking tiger stripes on your back, bitch.
That's what he said.
He said, I got something in the chamber, but I ain't even do it. Look how you acting.
Her left booty cheek a little lopsided. Mm-hmm. Like she wanna be talking about dicks.
Mm-hmm. You got hers on your nipples. I ain't even saying nothing about it. But here you go.
Them manly ass 13 size feet, bitch, that you got. I would say that, but I'm too nice.
Don't worry, baby. We roasted for you.
Long.
Boy, you messed up when you went into the group chat.
Yes, you did.
No, they was assholes for sitting at that table and basically letting it be known that that's what was going on.
Can we also just say, baby girl was an asshole?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, her friends too, but I feel like they were assholes only because she initiated the assholeness.
Yes, yes.
Because he broke. If that's your dude, or even just a dude that you bringing around your girlfriend,
yeah,
like that's why would you do that? You wanted to just embarrass him,
yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's what they do, not us.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Nah. I'm actively messing with him. No, sir.
No,
yeah,
no, sir.
If I'm actively
messing with a man, I'm not.
And I'm just saying, but if I was that displeased, you just wouldn't. We wouldn't be kicking it more. There would be no reason for you to come get drinks with me and my friends.
But he has other attributes that she's not trying to let go of.
But then you need
That's the problem.
Keep your friends in check so you can keep them attributes. Because now you're walking down the street with your towel.
Because that's with them long ass titties, bitch.
With them long ass titties, bitch.
My thing is, I know that girl was hiding that. If it's in WhatsApp.
Y'all, she said Messenger.
But she wasn't hiding it because you sat there and let your friends make little dick jokes. Because I would have been looking at them like,
yeah, yes. Why would you say that?
Yeah. He ain't gonna pay for our drinks, bitch.
Right.
Yes. You gonna be thirsty. Your stupid ass.
Yeah.
Listen.
No, baby. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with them. I think they talking about her guy.
Yeah, she got a little dick dude, too. Ooh, I mean, not too.
We love little dicks. This is the Little Dick Club.
Already
small balls.
Oh, man.
We really like it over here. It's not about the size. It's about the motion of the ocean.
You know, I have found that to be true.
It is, though.
That it, like, you got to, because mm-hmm, even mm-hmm. if it's big, if you don't know what to do with it, ooh, it ain't
right.
Ow.
Are you trying to kill me? I need these parts later on.
Ow. Hung and don't know what to do with it is crazy.
It's
business.
Crazy.
Ow.
You could injure somebody. You
at least if it's small and you don't know what to do with it, at least I'm still walk safe tomorrow. Right. My uterus ain't rearranged and lopsided. Sex sent me to the ER. Like, yeah, what? No.
That part.
Horse dick. Shut up.
Right. No. No.
It's not shoes either. She was wrong for that.
She was wrong. It was funny. That. I ain't gonna stunt.
Oh
stuck.
My god!
I giggle.
Yeah, I definitely chuckle.
It's funny, but that's fucked up. Yeah,
I definitely would have participated in the chat. However,
yeah.
And in your face, I would not have done.
And
that.
I don't think the chat should have been going on while he was sitting there either, because right. also one of the most awkward asshole. Things you can do is like if we are sitting somewhere and then everybody keep picking up their phone and everybody giggling and everything and I don't know what's going on, I'm gonna automatically think you're talking about me even if you're not.
Right.
Yeah. It's just rude. Like
you automatically left me out of the conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
We're sitting all right here. Why I can clearly see that y'all texting each other. Why you ain't saying it? It's clear it must be me.
She is also wrong to me, too, for an hour later, literally getting in the group chat and being like, I'm so disappointed. Aaron really stretched my shit out.
Yeah, where's Aaron? Like, girl.
Okay.
Girl. I mean, okay. This is where, an hour later, was you still at his house?
Probably.
Because if you were still at his house, then that's kind of...
Probably.
That's cringe. But I also do understand being, like, transparent with your girls. Like, girl, that shit...
It don't sound like that's what
it was. It was not right.
No.
That's not what
like,
I wanted.
It sounded like she was going in.
She was pissed.
It's one thing to be like...
I mean, when you, if you have to add a body to your count, and it was...
Yeah, it's one thing to be like...
being frustrated by that.
It's one thing to be like, y'all...
I'm about to go hit up Aaron, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. That part.
That's crazy.
That part. Like, damn. But my thing is this. Why you didn't communicate to him that you needed some extra?
You weren't being satisfied.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that's a hard conversation to have sometimes, especially for the first time.
Mm. Yeah.
But, ma'am.
It is a hard conversation.
Ma'am, because maybe he got mouth almighty. Maybe he could be the finger god. I don't know. Maybe he need a little toy or something, but damn.
Because the... okay, so...
Well, you... When you like
if you're not going to let him go... Hold on. If you're not going to let him go.
If you're not going to let him go. If you're just trying to wrap this shit up so you can get up out of here.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It don't seem like that's what it was, because then you saw her... Like you...
But just like you get a dog...
You gotta
they
try
gotta come with. They gotta come with accessories. If
Lord,
if you know you not
I thought she was gonna say you gotta train them, because I agree with that.
Yeah, no. Bad, because you do though.
Because everybody woman doesn't
not the
like
same.
The same thing.
Yeah,
every
yeah,
man
yeah.
doesn't like the same
and
thing.
That's why it's important that if you don't have a whole package, you need to figure out what accessories yours need.
And that's also why you need to also. It's very important for you to know what makes you excited, what gets you going.
Come on,
because you can't expect somebody else to
come
figure
on.
That shit out, and you don't have no idea what it is that you need. I can teach you what I need because I know what I need.
Right.
Yeah.
But I can't, you know, I mean, we can work with it. We can figure something out. It ain't the end of the world.
Hey, if he a throat guy and he can fold you up like a pretzel and hit the right spot, baby,
maybe.
You'll be all right.
You'll be all right. Yeah.
But, you know, if you're not willing to do all of that, you know what? Okay, so as far as for advice for him.
Yes.
Let it go.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, she's disrespecting me now.
Because the question is he the asshole for basically ghosting her and kicking her out of his house right after she got the shower?
He embarrassed. So
and rightfully so.
Yeah,
like, I too would have been embarrassed.
Yeah, right. I can't. And she is wrong for that whole situation that she brought you into. So I can't even fault him for wanting to go through her phone. Like, I think that he should not have.
Yeah.
Because I already knew what was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think for him, he was like, no, I know y'all
you're
was talking about me.
Yeah.
And it's making me paranoid. And we have all been in a space where I'm paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep trying to make me seem like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy. So I understand why he did that part. So I don't think you're an asshole for that.
No. Even if
I really don't.
Even if he wouldn't have gone through her phone, the truth would have come to light eventually.
At some point.
Yeah.
The first time he pissed her off, he would have been all types of
little
dick motherfuckers. Like,
because I call a motherfucker with a motherfucking 10-inch a little dick bitch when you piss me
when
off.
You piss me
swipe
off.
Swipe a dick, little bitch.
So, to me, So I don't feel like she did nothing wrong until they got to drinks.
Yes.
The text messages in her, mm-hmm. it's her private phone. She's talking to it her is. Friends. Yep. You should be able mm-hmm. to say whatever you want to say to whoever Absolutely. About whatever. So I feel like that was completely within her right. Yeah, yeah, even yeah. if it was within an hour after, she'd have been yeah. laying in the bed and been texting. Y'all can't gonna believe this shit.
Asshole.
Like, I mean, I just feel like that. If that's what you want to do, girl, then I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with everything up until the point where he's sitting at the table with you mm-hmm. and your friends, and y'all are clearly playing in his face.
Yeah, that's
and about ridiculous. Something that he can't control. Right. It ain't at like all. You said he stink or something like that that he could really have some type of control over. We don't get to decide how big those body parts are. Right. So it's like that to me is what's fucked up. I do love the petty of I'm so glad you had a great shower. Get the fuck out of my house.
Absolutely.
Like I do love that. And I ain't even typically I'm like ghosting is never the answer. But yeah. for this, let her wonder.
Yeah.
Let her wonder what it was. Let her
She
just,
did the same thing to him.
Exactly. Yeah. Like let her try to figure it out. So yeah, I don't think that he's an asshole. I do think that she is an asshole. And I For think sure. her friends are really assholes too. They because are. Y'all ain't got no dog in this fight.
Y'all don't.
And y'all are amping this shit up. And it is very clear when somebody's starting to feel uncomfortable.
And they got somebody they're dealing with that they're not satisfied with either. They just haven't said nothing.
Mm. And it seemed like this man is sweet enough. It doesn't even seem like he's an asshole.
No.
Or he was sitting there like, yeah, fuck these hoes. And they was like, and bitch, you got a little dick. You know right, what I'm saying? It doesn't right. seem like a situation like that. We only know his side.
True.
But
right.
The way that he wrote it still with care for her. He right. is still asking,
yeah.
am I wrong
for
kicking her out right. this house and not talking to her? No, you're not. I'm embarrassed. I know if I was embarrassed like that, I don't know that I could talk to that person right away either.
No. Yeah.
No.
Because I'm going to be coming from trying to get back at you for making me feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like a retaliation type of mindset. Yeah. And that's not going to be productive for any type of conversation.
I think that he should actually let it go. I think that if you do talk to her, you just be like, look, I don't think this is going to work out between the two of us. You know, no hard feelings. You don't even have to tell her, you know why. You know right. what I'm saying? Just... I don't think this is going to work out.
I'm happy you found out when you did, not later down the line.
Yeah, okay, can you imagine sure. be messing with somebody for 6 months, a year or something, and then find out that this is what you and your friends be talking about when it comes to me?
And like, you did, and you still didn't even express it to him.
She never said it to him.
He doesn't even know that you feel this way until we get in front of your friends who
mm-hmm.
you then clearly start to embarrass
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask us to the podcast.
You'll
figure it out.
Hey, girl. Does this sound like your life? There is an edit.
Okay.
So.
Let's see.
He says, wow, I'm overwhelmed with these responses.
Aw. People was nice to him.
Yeah. He said he would try to reply to each one as possible. Thank you. Especially to the women who have been so kind, and thanks to people reaching out. I was mm-hmm. reluctant to share my size, but since so many people Ooh. Have asked... I'm 5.5 inches erect and just over 2 inches when soft.
I knew you was palm colored.
I know the average is around 5 to 6, but hey, I've heard girls say average is still small, so I guess I'm small.
Woo, woo, woo.
It didn't help the way you read it.
No,
too,
I'm sorry.
Woo, woo, woo,
the way he wrote it made me feel very sad for him.
Woo, woo, woo.
Felt like you were reading this obituary.
Damn.
I hope somebody rub his back,
okay.
baby.
Okay, sorry. Him. Get that man a hot chocolate.
Hey, baby.
It's right.
Hey, my baby.
Yes.
Throw God.
Yeah.
That's you.
Mm-hmm.
Finger
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm.
That's you.
You do what you're supposed to do with that tongue.
Hey,
you be all right. You be all right.
You get you.
You be all right.
You get you one of them penis extenders.
There you go.
You can hook it on to the top. I think that's how you do that.
Is that how you do it?
I don't know.
Read the manual.
I don't have any experience with it. So
incognito
I'm...
Google?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they'll help
you do that, baby.
Help
you.
Yeah.
You do that, baby.
Good luck to you.
She's still wrong for that. She's still wrong
yeah,
for
no.
that.
Yeah, still is.
She's still wrong for that.
Yeah.
You got
okay.
Right.
And hey, maybe you'll meet you a short pussy bitch. And
you know
she got a medical condition and her pussy short. And yeah, that's just enough space
there's
for
her. There's lots of girls that are very impressed by 5.5. So just find them.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't like a lot of dick. You know, yeah. make them throw. Don't nobody like to do all of that. You know, maybe they want to. Yeah, maybe they want to swallow the whole thing. Maybe they want to get swallowed.
All right. ain't. And that was not my last one. That was
never. I try to help this baby out.
He's helped. He's been helped. Thank you.
He clearly has not.
On that note, y'all, we'll be right back.
Lord, help us. Hey, everyone. We have exciting news. We got merch. That's right. We have sweatshirts, t-shirts, and so much more. We're dropping our merch this February in honor of Black History Month, and we know y'all are going to love it. Go to bwwoshop.printify.me to support our Black woman-owned business and tell a friend to tell a friend. We love you so much and stay opinionated.
All right, y'all. We are back with our Something to Sip On.
Yes.
So we have something simple for you today. It is with a shot of Crown Apple and cranberry juice and apple juice.
Yes.
Real simple, but real so simple. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Very, very delicious.
It gives sexy delicious. Vibes to me.
Yeah. It does. You can taste the liquor a little bit more than some of the other drinks, but that's okay. Get you a nice little buzz with that brown.
Yes.
Okay. Don't be out here mixing, though, y'all. Okay. Yeah, get up in the morning.
Pick a color, baby. Pick a color. Yes.
Or know the list. I hear like brown, put you down. Yeah. After white. You know, something like that.
Look it up. Look it up.
TikTok, I think it'd be a good drink, too, for, you know, for a guy or someone that, you know, may not want something so fruity. Mm-hmm. You know, it's definitely giving still fruity, though, because with the apple and the cranberry, it's still good. Yeah. All right, you all. So on that note, we're going to lead into our affirmations as well.
Yes.
So they're tied a little bit to relationships and breakups. So I hope that they help you through the week if you're experiencing that. So I forgive and release the past.
I forgive and release the past.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
I release the need for control.
I release the need for control.
I am worthy of love and respect.
I am worthy of love and respect.
And the last one is I am naturally strong and resilient.
I am naturally strong and resilient.
All right. No, you can make it through anything, y'all.
That's right.
All right.
I was about to do it again. Do you?
Oh, we're through, y'all. And on that note, stay opinionated.
Stay opinionated.
Stay opinionated.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, y'all. We just want to remind you that you can listen to each episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Search Black Women with Opinions and make sure to subscribe and click that share button. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Black Women with Opinions Podcast. You can follow us on TikTok and X, formerly known as Twitter, at BWWO Podcast. And lastly, make sure to subscribe to our Patreon at Black Women with Opinions Podcast. Thank you for your support. We appreciate it so much. We love you and stay opinionated.